Good morning. This is Maryland Morning on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Baltimore is planning some big infrastructure projects, billions of dollars worth. The plans include rebuilding the sewer and water systems, creating an expanded business district, constructing the Red Line, and upgrading or completely rebuilding between 23 and 28 Baltimore public schools. These developments to the city's infrastructure will take years to finish and create thousands of jobs. But many of Baltimore's big plans are off to slow starts. And joining me to talk about it is Edward Erickson. He's a reporter for the City Paper. He wrote a cover story last week called Baltimore's New Deal. Edward, good morning.
Good morning, Sheila.
I appreciate your joining us. You wrote in your story that when it comes to big infrastructure plans, there is, quote, no plan at all. Tell me what you meant by that.
Well, what I meant by that is what I expected as a citizen is somebody within the city or in a regional sort of planning agency or, you know, at the mayor's office to talk about how all the different projects kind of fit together. And, you know, for the future of the city and as a basically as a jobs program for, you know, thousands and thousands of people in the city who, you know, don't have jobs, maybe want jobs. And what I found, somewhat to my surprise, was that because each of these projects is managed by sort of a different agency or bureaucracy with a different funding stream, there wasn't any really overall plan. It just seemed to all be happening at once, and nobody had seized it as an opportunity to, again, make jobs and make some excitement for the amount of public infrastructure rebuilding that's going on right now.
Well, how much overall do you, as you tally things up, do you think could be spent in the next several years?
That was the amazing thing to me. If you added everything up and you were very generous, so, for example, the schools are now spending just under $1 billion, but the original plan was for $2.4 billion to really renovate about 100 buildings, okay? So if you added everything out, it was around $11 to $12 billion, okay, over about 7-8 years, which is a huge amount of money in the local economy.
You say it's close to being comparable to what was spent in Baltimore in the New Deal for the WPA projects.
Yeah, at the low end, at $7 billion, and that's assuming that the Red Line sort of doesn't happen, you're at about half a New Deal. And again, I kind of tried to figure this out based on the regional gross product, which is actually a number, and it's in the neighborhood of $150, $160 billion a year. And if you look at the figures that are being, if you look at it at the low end, it'd be about half of what the New Deal spent nationally in terms of GDP or gross national or gross domestic product. So, yeah, it's a big number. And, of course, if it were the huge amount, the $11, $12 billion, you'd be closer to three-quarters of a New Deal.
And so you reached out to people in economic development circles in Baltimore. They either didn't respond to your queries, or they didn't confirm your thesis that that there's a building boom coming to Baltimore comparable to the New Deal. Why do you think you're not getting public voices to sign on to this theory of yours?
Well, there actually, my thesis was confirmed by no less than three prominent local economists in terms of the numbers and the potential impact on the local economy. What wasn't confirmed was my idea that somebody or maybe a group of people ought to be thinking of these projects in those terms, in the terms of it could be a New Deal. And why didn't people get back to me? I am not entirely sure. I expected when I talked to the mayor's office that somebody would take me by the hand and say, oh, yes, you know, we're glad you noticed. You know, here's what we're doing, and here's why it's a big deal. And you know what? We've been talking about it and very loudly, and you've just been missing it. But instead, that's not what happened, and that's what kind of surprised me. So there it is.
What did your reporting tell you about Baltimore's ability to fill the jobs that will be required to turn these projects into reality?
Well, I did a little reporting on this, and it's not definitive, but what I found was that we have programs in place for construction trades, for people to be trained in from zero, from, you know, not even having a GED. but they're pretty small bore. So one program I spoke to, which is a pretty good one, they had trained about 350 people over this past, I can't remember how many years, it might have been 10. That is great, and it's a big job, and it costs money, but they don't have a lot of funding because, you know, they pay people to come to these classes, you know, mm-hmm. as if they were real people who really needed to, you know, make a living, mm-hmm. you know. So they're, so it doesn't look like we have what I would think we would need in order to make, say, 6,000 or 5,000 people job ready, which is what I think we might need, okay? But that's just me talking, and there's more reporting to be done on that. I think it's something that's – and plus there's also more time to do it because a lot of these projects are either not off the ground yet or are sort of just slowly getting off the ground, like the school construction project, which is only half funded and is and they've been cutting it back.
And we're going to talk about that right now. Edward, I appreciate your talking to us. I appreciate your reporting, and I'm sure you're going to do more of it. We will keep an eye on your reporting. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much for noticing the story and helping to have the conversation continue, because it's an interesting one.
Edward Erickson, he's a reporter for Baltimore City Paper. We've got a link to his story at our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. On WYPR, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. One of the biggest infrastructure projects, as Edward just mentioned, the renovation or complete rebuilding of between 23 and 28 schools. Those numbers are down from the initial estimate of 30 to 35 schools that was given last year at the time the legislation for state funding went through the General Assembly. Here's Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake in lobbying for the school's funding, describing conditions of Baltimore schools in 2012, courtesy of WBAL.
I continue to be embarrassed by the physical condition of some of our schools. Too many without air conditioning, too few labs, computer labs, regular labs, too many with water fountains that our children can't even drink from.
And joining us here with me in the studio to discuss the school renovations is Keith Scroggins, Chief Operating Officer of Baltimore City Public Schools. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also with us is David Lever, Executive Director of Maryland's Public School Construction Program. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
So, Dr. Scroggins, give us an update. How soon will ground be broken on the new schools? How soon will work start on the renovations?
Presently, the plan is that we will break ground in December of 2015 and early 2016.
That's for the new build, the
for the new both, and or both. Renovated buildings. Yeah.
So we're not going to see any construction this year.
No, ma'am.
And relate for us, if you would, because there's been some headlines recently of the schools have announced a plan to close six other schools. Is that a separate track, or do these things relate to each other?
Actually, they do relate, and the total number will be 26 buildings that we intend to close. As part of our program and the 21st century plan, we are looking to close buildings and open buildings by renovation or complete building. But we plan to give the neighborhoods, if we close a school in a neighborhood, we will be building a school in that neighborhood. So we're going to give them something better than what they had before. And what we're really looking to do is to improve the learning environment for our students.
So the schools that you've announced closing so far, Langston Hughes Elementary, Abbotson Elementary, Dr. Rainer Brown Academy, Northeast Middle, WEB, Du Bois High, and Heritage High. And you're saying that's sort of the first group, but there will be others closed as new schools are built.
Well, there are some differences there because what you're mentioning are programs. We are closing some school programs. That's different from closing the buildings. So as in the case of Northeast Middle, the intention is to move another school program into that building, and that program will be the existing program, while the Northeast Middle program, it basically goes away, but the students will still be there and the building will be open.
And I don't know who to throw this to. Perhaps, Dr. Levy, you could answer this. As I mentioned, when the General Assembly passed the legislation for funding, we were talking about 30 or 35 schools, mm-hmm. and now we're talking about fewer. Why?
The 30 to 35 was based on conceptual understandings of the scope of the schools. That came out of the study that was done in 2011-2012 by a consultant to Baltimore City Public Schools that defined the type of school. This would be renovation, this would be replacement. In some cases, it would be replacement or renovation. In other words, saying those are decisions that would have to be taken later on based on actually looking at this project and developing a feasibility study. The 30 to 35 was based on the best information that was available at the time of the size of the schools and what the scope would be. A year later, and as we got into this whole process with the Maryland Stadium Authority, hard decisions were made.
The Maryland Stadium Authority, which was given by the legislature the job of estimating costs in this process.
Yes, and they will be issuing the bonds. They'll be managing the replacement projects, working very, very closely, and that's already developed, working very closely with city schools on the renovation project. So it's a very unified effort. But they took a very hard look this past summer at the costs that were involved and the actual square footages and scope of these projects, and based on that began to develop a much more realistic sense of what the actual cost would be on an individual project-by-project basis. And that led to a revision of the total number that could be done within the just under $1 billion that will be available.
I am so sorry. I got caught up in talking to you, but we're flat out of time, so we're going to have to continue this conversation, and I appreciate you both coming in on a rainy day like this. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's David Levy. He's executive director of Maryland's Public School Construction Program, and Dr. Scroggins, Keith Scroggins, chief operating officer of Baltimore City Public Schools. More information on our website and more ahead on Maryland Morning. Stay with us.